With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. There is an update now on the shooting of two West Virginia National Guard members near the White House that happened yesterday afternoon. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
At a news conference Thursday morning, FBI Director Kash Patel said the suspect arrested in the shooting of two West Virginia National Guard members just blocks from the White House Wednesday is identified as Rachmanal Lakhanwal, an Afghan national.
There is confirmation now that the subject had a relationship in Afghanistan with partner forces. We are fully investigating that aspect of his background as well, to include any known associates that are either overseas or here in the United States of America.
Both Guard members are in critical condition. Donna Warder, Washington.
During a morning press conference today, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Jeanine Pirro, condemns the actions of the shooter.
Our nation's capital should not and must not be a place where evil comes to commit violence, whatever their cause or motive may be.
Economist Steve Moore says Americans have a lot to be thankful for.
We're the richest country in the history of the world, and there's no time ever to have been alive in America than today. You know, just amazing how bountiful our resources are, including our people.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. A holiday tradition runs its course in the Big Apple. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade brought balloons depicting Buzz Lightyear and Pac-Man to the New York City skies and floats featuring Labubu and Lego to the streets. Thursday's parade started on Manhattan's Upper West Side and closed at the iconic Macy's Herald Square flagship store on 34th Street. This is SRN News. Poland is ordered to recognize gay marriage.
The European Court of Human Rights says the government in Warsaw must respect same-sex unions officiated in other EU countries, even though the practice is against the law in Poland. Article 18 of the Polish Constitution states that, quote, marriage being a union of a man and a woman shall be placed under the protection and care of the Republic. Meanwhile, there's a battle going on over whether or not to legalize gay marriage. Michael Harrington reporting.
Americans are decorating for Christmas, and Moravian stars are becoming increasingly popular. But many people who use them don't know that they are the product of a persecuted Protestant denomination. The Moravians fled persecution by Catholics in what is now the Czech Republic, finding refuge in Germany in 1722. The Moravian star was created when a math teacher in a Moravian school drew it as part of a geometry lesson. This is SRN News. As technology of artificial intelligence becomes more and more commonplace, we learn more about its risks and rewards.
We must grapple with AI, says Colonel McGinnis.
It's something incredibly important, and you can't ignore it.
Some 60% of Americans overall, 74% of those under 30, use AI to find information at least some of the time, according to a recent AP-NORC poll.
It's impacting every aspect of our lives today, and there are very serious and legal accountability issues related to it other than national security.
Colonel McGinnis has written AI for Mankind's Future, a Christian perspective on the high-tech revolution. George Williams reporting.
Hong Kong's deadliest fire in years is still burning, and at least 94 people are dead now and 279 reported missing. More on these stories at SRN News.